This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The first hearing in what House Democrats are now calling an impeachment investigation quickly went awry today. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Starting with the first question from House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler.
Is it correct that as reported in the Mueller report on June 19, 2017, you met alone in the Oval Office with the president?
Former Trump campaign chief Corey Lewandowski set the tone.
Could you read the exact language of the report, sir? I don't have it available to me.
Lewandowski says the White House ordered him not to talk about his discussions with the president beyond what's in the Mueller report.
I am respecting the White House's decision.
Nadler says the White House doesn't have that authority.
We should call this what it is. An absolute cover-up by the White House.
Lewandowski earlier blasted lawmakers for going down a rabbit hole with petty politics, drawing the president's attention. He tweeted from Air Force One, such a beautiful opening statement. Thank you, Corey. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The British government and its opponents faced off Tuesday at Britain's Supreme Court, arguing in a high-stakes legal drama over whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke the law by suspending Parliament at a crucial time ahead of Britain's impending departure from the European Union. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The issue is whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson went beyond his remit when he suspended Parliament on September 9, sending lawmakers home until October 14, just over 2 weeks before Britain is due to leave the EU. The Supreme Court will assess two areas. Is this a matter for the courts? And if so, did the government break the law? The court is not expected to rule immediately, but a judgment could come in a few days. If the government wins, lawmakers will remain away from Parliament. If the government loses, the judges could order the House of Commons to reopen soon. Charles de Ledesma, London.
You can find more on this and other stories online at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to extend